shit going on are like, the Applebee's had a big sign out front that said dining room now open. And that doesn't, I don't know, that seems terrible. Whoops. So, the IHOP and the Applebee's both had signs out that were like, we're open, come on in, eat food here. And it just sucks. Almost as much as the spray-painted sign I drove past that said, unborn lives matter, like, just fuck off.
Goodbye shelter, hello winning.
And I want to burn the casino down. Oh my god. Goodbye shelter, hello winning? Like, are people really this fucking stupid?
Fuck.
fuck, man. So, yeah, you know, like, so, you know, there's been little bits and pieces of, like, going out, wearing a mask, getting, you know, picking up a drink, and whatever, and coming back, and we've been getting groceries delivered, and all that stuff, and it's been okay. It's been, like, mentally really fucking weird, and having the, you know, like raising this baby through this whole thing is the thing that I think makes it so crazy, because she really likes being outside. She really likes seeing new things and looking at people's faces and all this other stuff that she just can't do really now. You know, you can't just be like, oh, let's take the stroller and roll around Target and do some shopping. Like, you just can't do that sort of stuff. And so she just gets really fussy and, it's been fucking hard. It's been really fucking hard. And she's doing all this stuff now. Like, she's standing up, she's, you know, like pulling up on the couch and other things that are the appropriate height for her to kind of lean on and stand up on and all this stuff. She's figuring all this cool shit out, and it's amazing and all that. And it's, it's been hard. But the baby's very much standing up, and it's extremely cool. But, like, we can't take her anywhere, you know? It's like, my wife will go and they'll take her out for a walk around the neighborhood or around another residential neighborhood and it's just to kind of get out and, you know, wear a mask. And there aren't that many people around walking around residential areas and that sort of stuff. So that's felt pretty safe. And I've taken her out for walks and stuff too. I just feel like a fucking zombie. Like, I'm getting better sleep than I was a month ago, but at the same time, like, I'm fucked up. Like me and my wife both are just fucked up. Lucky that I don't have to make decisions around sending a kid to daycare or sending a kid to school or something like that. Like, if we, you know, if my wife was working, if I was in a situation where I had to go back to work or you know, or go back to an office or whatever, like, that'd be obviously, like, way crazier. It's a fucking lot. It's a lot for everybody. I mean, you know, that's obviously, but it's just, yeah, the part where it's like, okay, what's the right thing to do? I mean, the safest thing to do is to just lock the fuck down and go out as little as possible and, you know, wipe down your stuff. And, like, I'm still wiping down groceries. Like, doesn't necessarily seem like something that is 100% necessary. daily routine. I think that's the thing is like, I actually kind of wish there was a more of a daily routine, because it's, you know, stuff with the babies, you know, there is a routine, but it's still a little unpredictable, and like the days that I'm doing stuff on camera are a little bit different, and so that routine is hard to, you know, that's not a locked in routine either. And yeah, like all those fucking weird and just weird enough to where you just never really feel any about. I don't even know where I am anymore. I was going to get off in Healdsburg and turn around and just start driving back, but I accidentally blew past that exit, and I don't know what's north of Healdsburg. I mean, I guess Ukiah eventually, right? I don't. I should probably turn around. Because I was thinking about getting home around noon, and that's already... already out of range to make that happen. Independence Lane. Does this look like it loops? Well, let's find out. Let's just get off the freeway here. And schedule works now, and working from home, and what that does to like the lack of a change of scenery, plus not feeling comfortable going out. Though, you know, I think we might try to go to a beach like during the week, maybe if not this week, then next or something. Because I had to get new windows installed, and. Get out of the house because there were people coming in to install new windows, and so we had them come really early, like 7 a.m., and then just drove out to a beach, and there was no one there because it was like a Wednesday, and it was like they were done with the windows by noon, so we just like there's no breaks really. Just every day is a little bit different, but. There's an unrelenting nature to the days. Chips per grocery delivery, is it? That's, I think I just got 3 bags of chips this morning in a delivery, and I already had 2 bags of reserve. Because we run out of different stuff at different times, so it's like, it's that feeling of like, well, we have to place an order today because we need baby food, or we have to place an order today because we're out of this thing, and different things run out at different times, so... And it's like, okay, well, if we're going to place this delivery order and pay the delivery charge and all this other stuff, we might as well get some of everything. And so it's like, okay, let's get some more frozen burritos, even though I still have half a bag of shitty frozen burritos. And going with stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. It's... I feel like we're doing the best, just about the best we can. You know, probably need to make some changes here and there just to like vary things up, try to figure out like what's a safe place we can go to as a family to just get out for a little bit. I think, you know, we need that, but... But yeah, you know, it's like we're raising a baby without any, you know, it's like the, and I don't know. I've never raised a baby before, I guess, but like there's this general feeling of like, well, you know, normally you would have like some form of extended family or whatever, you know, some form of immediate family, I guess I mean, coming by, hanging out, helping out, and, you know, none of that can happen. So yeah, I don't know what the actual expectation would be with something like that, but it just, yeah, I don't know. This baby's gonna be a year old in a couple weeks. It's crazy. more of these drives, I'm going to need to put gas in this car. I have not put gas in this car since March. When I turned it on, the screen took forever to come up because it was like checking the SD card with the, it took forever to boot up. Car up basically every week, every 6 days or so of commuting. I would need to go spend $60 or $70 on a tank of gas. Plus it was like $7 to cross the Golden Gate Bridge. Plus it was $2 or $2.50 a month for the parking space in the building. Those are the sorts of things that I think about when I think about grocery delivery markups. I think, well, I'm probably still coming out ahead. Probably need to get back into reading some news here and there. I've been drifting away from keeping up with it as much as I was because I needed to do that. And, there's a certain aspect of just like, I know the numbers are bad, but like, how are they right here? I know they've gotten worse here. I know that they're talking about shutting this county down a little bit more, like scaling back on some of the things. But hey, the Applebee's is open. that is, like, I just keep looking at how useless and how actively, aggressively the opposite of good things have been going at the federal level.
Also, it's been incredibly hot these past few days. It's been up in the 90s. And it's this frustrating thing where the weather forecast will say, oh, today's going to only be like 82, as opposed to yesterday, which we know was very hot. And then I wake up and look at the forecast again, and it's like, oh, by the way, today's going to be 89 degrees. Awake back there. What are you doing? likely to hold up a big sign that says now open. And like, what? Am I going to hang out in an arcade / outdoor mini golf course? Like, what? Light billboard back there that just says to do, chill, and chill is written in the Coors Light font. To do, bring plenty of cash. To do, Toronto. Saturday night. Trackmania stream is that's bold. That's bold is what that is. Barring traffic, I should probably be home in about 10 minutes. Maybe 15. I think. I don't know anymore. means the deals are good. When times are tough, remember, you are tougher, says this billboard that also is doubling as an ad for a temp agency, it would seem. House there, and now there's just a dirt lot. I don't know. Hey, yeah, there's just a lot of traffic out. Saturday traffic, and that's why it's like deceptive and strange. So you just look at it and go like, oh, everything looks normal, and you're like, wait, that's a terrible thing, right? Isn't that a... or is it? Or is it just because they're, you know, if everyone's just doing their thing, but they're wearing a mask, you know, doing, you know, not exposing themselves is too much, is that it? Oh, I don't even know. Which we do, kid. Alright, we'll go home. Here. You're crazy. These toes. Wait. Oh, this leg. Oh. Gotta squeeze this leg, kid. What are you gonna do about it? Oh. like, I keep seeing signs for garage sales, and like, what? Enough of that stuff, and you start wondering, like, am I the one that's being overly cautious? Am I the one that's being paranoid? You know, like, you start to really question just a lot of shit. All right. Going back here. That good, huh? All right. Well, let's go inside. See everybody later. Bye.